fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, listen, it is old school, but it is not old school because it is Uncle Kevy that's in the building. And look, we've got my guy that's handling some business on the board. We are not going to start this off without Uncle Kevy, because I need a little clicky for Stricky, or I need a little pop pop fit. I need some. We gotta get this right, Uncle Kevy.
All right. Well, do you want me to wait for the intro?
I need us to hopefully see if we can get this intro, because Boy,
Austin's out. He's not Austin on the ones out. And twos. So
that's right. I need a oh, there it is, or a little clicky for Street. I need to hear something.
We're gonna do a pop pop today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are we working with? Just to start it off before we get it.
I decided.
Or why? What was the why behind it?
The why behind it was in the spirit of the Olympiad.
Mm.
So you've got cultures and people from all over the world. And so I wanted to do something that was not from here.
Yeah.
And so we have a Belgian beer and we have a French red wine. Mm. And each has a pretty iconic story behind them. And so I'm going to share that with you today.
That's what's up. And you said it's a Belgian beer?
Belgian beer, yeah.
No, I haven't had that before.
Harrison, how are we looking on that intro?
We're digging.
Yeah. All right.
We'll try to get here in the next couple of minutes.
Well, yeah, Harrison, I didn't get on a plane early to come all the way back here to not get a clicky for Stricky. we got it.
Well, I think we're on to something here. Okay, give me a little bit more time here.
So listen, so is it a red?
Yes.
Is it a blend? What are we working with today?
It's a red blend.
It's a red blend.
Yes, sir. So
see, Stricky just looked at the bottle and I didn't even really get to see it, but I just said it looked like that might be a blendy.
This is called De La
Soul. De La Soul.
Kind of like De La Soul. Yeah.
You don't remember De La Soul?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it's called Saint Esprit Côte du Rhône. Mm-hmm. And the Côte du Rhône is the southeastern part of France. And let's just go ahead and do this.
Oh, there it go. you don't have to find it now. I'm upset. I'm a little disappointed.
I'm upset too, Strick. But don't good worry. God.
That's all right. Well, you know, if you find it, then we can go into it and come back to it.
There
all
it
right.
is. Fizz. Ooh, that was crisp.
That's crisp.
There's no way we could have not had the music for that. That was the biggest pop I've had since we've been on the
show.
It's been
a while. Well, you know, the summertime, we've been doing more white wine and things like that. Things that are a little bit lighter that taste better when it's hot out. But we've got some cooler weather. So I thought, let's do a red and let's do a Belgian beer.
Am I passing this to the right hand side? Are you in on this today?
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's my Friday. Of course. Especially after the problems here, could use one.
Nice.
There we go.
This is the first time we doing it together, Harrison.
I think so. Yeah, I usually fill in time. Your absence, so this might be the first time.
Yeah,
it's not my first time with Harrison.
No,
he's done Thursday with Uncle Kev before.
It's always
salud.
So the beer that we're having is called Saison de Pont. Yeah, it is a little frothy.
Frothy.
And it is an unfiltered Belgian farmhouse ale. And the word saison literally means season. And historically, what they would do, you know, there is a farming community, right? And you know what it's like in Nebraska in late March, early April, ground's still frozen. You can't really do much. You can't plant yet. And so there's this void of time from you're out of winter, but you're not really in spring yet. And so what they would do is they would make beer, and they would actually use it for currency. So their seasonal workers that would come work the farms and help with plant and whatnot, they would pay them partly in money, but also pay them partly in beer. And but they purposefully would make the beer lower in alcohol because they wouldn't get as much work done if it had too much booze in it. So
it's not shaky. It's not
shaky, but this one is the OG of saisons, and it is the most iconic Belgian farmhouse ale there is. This one comes that's coriander.
That's coriander?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But this one comes in at 6.5. So this is kind of it takes the traditional saison and kicks it up a notch. So give her a little taste and tell me what you think.
I like that, man. It's nice. It's nice and cool. It's brisk. It's definitely you could tell like a nice wintry fall.
Yeah. It's a little bit bready. It almost has like, almost a little bit of like champagne-y sort of a taste where you get that, you know, sort of bread yeast sort of thing going on.
I can feel it.
It's got a little bit of that, it's got a little bit of sweetness. I believe it's mostly wheat based, and that's probably why.
Yeah.
And but just really good. A little bit of sourness. It's and so essentially how they make a farmhouse ale is that they wheel the unfiltered beer in these open top vats into these caves, and the yeast lives naturally in these caves, and it ferments, and then once it's done fermenting, then they'll bottle it, but they'll bottle condition it, so they add a little bit of priming sugar, and it undergoes a secondary fermentation in the bottle or the can, much like a champagne does. And so it's really a kind of a unique style of beer.
Yeah, it's good. Definitely got a unique taste to it.
Yeah, it's definitely unique.
It's good though.
Good Belgian style. If you're into like foreign styles, yeah, man, that's definitely a keeper.
It's kind of Euro. It's a little bit weird. Kind of like Euros are a little bit weird, but it's kind of fun and it's different. And it's, you know, the beauty of my job is that I get to taste and learn about things from all over the world, and wines and beers and things like that to me are a lot like people. Every one of them's unique. Every one of them's different. Every one of them has something about it that makes it different than anything else out there. Everyone has a history behind them, has a family behind it, a place where it comes from. And so learning about those things is kind of like learning a lot of interesting people. And plus you get to drink it.
Absolutely. And we do got the music if you guys want it while we get
let's
that
do
wine
it. Yeah,
ready.
Kick it
let's,
up.
Let's go ahead and all right. get this one in here.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I put the cork back in, tried to pull it back out. That's all right.
That's it.
It was like this.
You can't.
It was needed.
That was needed.
You're right.
Man.
It's needed.
Good stuff.
Sets the tone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So kick that on down to Harrison. And what we are about to taste is it's called De Las Côte du Rhône from the southeastern part of France. In this area, they can use up to 13 different grape types to make the wine from. And a lot of times they'll even blend in small percentages of white wine with the red just to make it interesting. The big three, though, are what they call the GSM blend, or Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvedre. Grenache by itself is sort of medium to lighter body, kind of like a Pinot Noir. A little more bright red cherry flavors out of that that Grenache. The Syrah adds a little more oomph to it, and kind of a white and black pepper sort of spice. And then Mourvedre is a very thick skin grape and adds a lot of color, adds a lot of richness, adds some ageability, and adds some tannin. And when you blend all those together, what you do is you create a wine that's super, super versatile. And so to me, a good Cote de Rhone is the most all-purpose wine in the world. You can do that with burgers. You can do it with pizza. Yeah. You can do it with something fancier. You know, you can do it with, you know, anytime someone throws me a curveball, it says, we went down to Texas and shot a wild boar, you know, or something like that. And we're doing it, you know, what kind of wine would you recommend? Well, none of my sommelier books tell you what goes with wild boar. And so I usually will just default to a Rhone style, such as this. And these are on the shelf less than $20 every day. And, it's just kind of a can't miss, all purpose, go to, easy to drink. And, so I thought I'd come share it with you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely nice and smooth, lovely group viscosity on it. It just,
I feel like this is good for people trying to get into wine too. This one is, cause I've had some red wines, the bitterness always kind of throws me off. This one's just right though.
It's approachable.
I got no problems with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's great for, especially in the wintertime when you get into like doing stew and things like that, or crock pot meals. It's a wine that just goes with, you know, that sort of rib sticking, you know, sort of comfort food type of a wine.
Good stuff.
What do you think,
Strick? I like it. Yeah. I think it's very smooth. It's going to get some work tonight. Yeah, it's going to get some work.
And we just opened this too. So what's interesting is this wine, as it opens up, different flavors will come through and you'll start to get more of that peppery component. It'll get richer before it, you know, starts to go the other way. And, the other kind of fun thing about it is that, the Syrah also gives it sort of a little bit of that tobacco leaf thing. Like you like a good cigar. And so, you know, that it's kind of sweet, something like that. It is pretty commonly described in this sort of wine.
Love it, man. What is this going for? Is there a special on this, or where is this going for in the great Myers Corkenbottom?
Well, this is, like I say, I think in terms of bang for your buck, one of the best daily go-tos. You can buy them every day under $20, goes well with everything. I'll tell you a little story. In one of my sommelier classes, you have to do what's called the deductive tasting method, where you taste all these wines blind. And based on several characteristics, what you see will give you an indicator of age. And there's this thing called rim variation, where the liquid inside of the glass, when it's a young wine, will be relatively clear. So if you look at where the liquid meets the glass in there, you can see it's mostly clear if you hold it up to the light. Well, once a wine starts to age, that will get a little more orangey hue. And then, so you sort of learn all of these clues through your studies and your history and whatnot. And also old world wines will give you more non-fruit components. So, you know, how I said like tobacco leaf and pepper and things like that. Whereas new world wines, like your California's, your Argentina's, your Australians, will give you more fruit components. So you'll hear me describe Cabernet as having a lot of black cherry to it. Well, so you deduct your strategy based on these different various clues. And so I was in my class. It was my turn to present. And the most famous wine of this region is called Châteauneuf-du-Pape, literally means New Palace of the Pope. They built the city to attract the Pope out of the Vatican to get him to spend more time in southeastern France. Well, I knew from just being in the business as long as I had that none of the other wines that we'd tasted, you know, it's 10 hours a day for two straight days, and you're just tasting and learning and doing all this stuff. And I knew that it probably wasn't a Châteauneuf-du-Pape because those are normally north of $50 and none of the other wines that we had done were of that price. So I was thinking, well, it's got to be around there. And so anyway, I'm saying, you know, this had a little bit of orangey hue, and so I could say I think I'm tasting an old world wine because I'm getting more non-fruit components, and it's got a little bit of the orangey hue on the rim variation, so I'm guessing it's going to be closer to about 10 years old. And I'm getting this white pepper component, which would lead me to believe that it's got Syrah in it, which would lead me to the Rhone Valley, southeastern part of France. And I knew just from price point that it could have been one of the other provinces. And so the next one to the north of Châteauneuf-du-Pape is called Gigondas, and there's another one called Vaqueras, except I didn't pronounce it correctly. And so there's three master sommeliers that teach this course. And he says in his perfect snooty French, he's like, which is it? Is it or and I'm like, oh, come on, man. You know, like, cut me some slack. It's like he's trying to embarrass me, you know? And I'm like, I'm going to go with the Gigondas because, I mean, just because I knew that was the next closest thing. And he goes, can you name the producer? And I'm like, what?
Bro.
What a
bruh.
D word, you know?
Bruh.
And it was like he was trying to call me out. And the only thing I could think of was Gigal because that's the biggest producer in the region. And he's like, well, what's the vintage? And I'm like, come on, man. And so I was like, well, final analysis, it's a 98 Gigal Gigondas. That's my guess, you know. He pulls it out of his bag, 98 Gigal Gigondas. I named it vintage. I named it producer. I named it region. Wow. Completely blind in front of all these people. And I was like,
oh, you were the man.
So, Stricky, I never got the walk-off dinger. I never hit the buzzer beater three. I never got the game-winning touchdown. But that was my mic drop moment.
Wow, there it is.
So,
Kevin Meyer, Corgan Bottle, thank you so much for joining us today. Man, go out there and see him. Tell him where you are. Tell him what you got. Tell him how they can find you.
Sure. Lincoln's Oldest Bottle Shop. We're located on the corner of 13th and South Street. We have a great selection of not only wines, but gosh, I think we have over 500 different craft beers. A great whiskey selection. Got rye, all kinds of really nice tequila, vodkas, and the most knowledgeable staff in town. So you come see us and we'll take good care of you.
And they definitely will do that because Strix picks, I'll go in there, I'll send Kevy a message and he'll have it ready for me. And the staff is phenomenal. They'll answer all the questions. Go out there and see Kevin. Thanks, Kevin, for joining us once again.
Appreciate you, fellas. Take care.
There it is. We'll go, as you'll see when we come back, it'll be old school right after this.
97.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.